Hey there, and welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, a.k.a. Pastor Fury, and I'm the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, every evening, we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for about 5 minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And in today's reading, we read Genesis 20, Matthew 19, Nehemiah 9, and Acts 19. And in Genesis, we see Abraham, yet again, the father of our faith, the one that God looked upon and selected to bring his royal line through, the one who was counted righteous. But we see him in a different light here today, as he's not demonstrating faith that should really be imitated. When we embrace deception and lies like Abraham did, no matter how great or small, Satan is served, sin is sired, and death is due. And if it were not for God's grace, we would all be left to pay the penalty ourselves. Now, in this case, it's actually who Abraham imagined to have been, a godless man, Abimelech. And he shows us in this exchange what walking with God might actually look like. He's the one who demonstrates a healthy fear of God. He is confronted by God in a dream about the sin that he was very close to committing, but by God's gracious mercy, he restrained him. As someone who truly knows and fears God would respond, Abimelech got up early to rectify the situation. Now, when believers repent, even if for sins they engaged in unknowingly, this is a good example of what it should look like when they become aware. They move fast, turn back, and right that has been wronged. Repentance without restitution rings hollow. Later on in the Gospels in Luke 19, we see Zacchaeus recognizing that as a tax collector, he's got plenty of money. And as he discovers Jesus, he gives half to the poor and restores to those that he defrauded 4 times the amount. And in this case, in Genesis, Abimelech, he gives sheep, oxen, servants, silver to Abraham and Sarah in a big act of seeking forgiveness for the wrong he has done, even though done without knowledge. Now, in regards to Abraham, interesting enough, all I can decipher from this text is a rationalization of his sin. And truly, it's just based on his judgment about the type of man that Abimelech was. But at least he offers up a prayer to God for the healing of the house of Abimelech. Should not it have been Abraham offering apologies and restitution to Abimelech for the willful sin he committed in bearing false witness? This just reminds us that even those that appear righteous are not without flaw. None, no one is good. This echoes the statement of Jesus that we read today in Matthew 19. He says, "There is only one who is good." We are reminded about the trick that many of us, especially in our Western context today, can fall victim to, and it is the alluring seduction of wealth and pride. The rich young man who we see appears to seek Jesus earnestly for the path to eternal life. He's lived a life obeying the law and keeping the commandments, but his heart is attached to his possessions, his worldly treasure, and he could not give that up even for eternal life. This continues the conversation about the way to the kingdom of God and even greatness therein being the way of the child, in that needfulness, or as the Beatitudes would call it, spiritual poverty is key. When we come to Jesus full of pride, full of our own strength and riches, there is no room for him to ultimately reign in us. We must allow Christ to empty us so that he, the only righteous one, can fill us. Peter recognizes this truth and proclaims, "See, we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have?" We are promised we will have him for eternity. This is the impossible work that only God can do. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the work that you do in our hearts that empties us out, that pulls away the things of this world that are clamoring for our affections and attention. And we submit all of that to you. We submit all of our hearts to you when we say, fill us, have your way in us. We are not good. You are. We desire no evil and wicked ways to rule us. We want you on the throne. We give it all to you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, head on over to 5bythefire.org, especially if you're newer to the podcast here as we are in week 3. And make sure you check out the plan that we're doing together there. Leave a comment on this episode, subscribe, rate, and share. And I hope to chat with you tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.